Product lifecycle analysis. The product lifecycle is a way of describing the progression of a product through predictable life stages. It has been observed that the sales patterns of products often evolve in the same way. The pattern is called the product lifecycle, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. 1. The stages a new product goes through from beginning to end. For example, the stages that a product passes through from introduction through growth, maturity, and decline. 2. The time from initial research and development to the time at which sales and support of the product to customers are withdrawn. 3. The period of time during which a product can be produced and marketed profitably. Manufacturers that make to stock, MTS, for a fast-selling item will likely be able to profitably bear the cost of inventory while that item is selling well. At some point, however, the item may no longer be strongly in demand due to, for example, changing consumer tastes. Continuing to build inventories of items only sporadically in demand can quickly become unprofitable. Rather than discontinuing the product, the organization may be able to keep it profitable for a while by switching to an assemble-to-order, ATO, or make-to-order, MTO, environment. This is one example of why manufacturing needs to understand a product's life cycle so it can develop appropriate plans. After introducing the various life cycle phases below, we will also briefly introduce the manufacturing environments and show how they are enacted by life cycles. The phases of the product life cycle are illustrated in Exhibit 1-29. The length of the phases and of the cycle itself and the steepness of curves will vary among products and industries. Note that product lifecycle considerations also impact organization strategies, as customers will have different things that motivate them to make purchases in different phases. Exhibit 1-29, Product Lifecycle, Introduction Phase. During the introduction phase, businesses invest a large amount of resources to change customers' limited awareness of the product, for example, advertising costs plus costs for establishing supply and distribution networks. They also incur a high degree of risk. Sales are very low during this phase, and the organization generally incurs losses rather than making a profit. The business may also have limited capabilities to produce much supply unless it accepts high risk in building that capability in advance of demand. If a product fails, revenue will not reach expected levels, and the product may even be withdrawn from the market before going any further in the life cycle. The success of the introduction often rests on the quality of the research and design that went into the product. In addition to design being a differentiator, ensuring availability may be a key priority for distribution. The focus is on product positioning, gaining consumer attention for the new product, and distinguishing it from any competitors. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines product positioning as the marketing effort involved in placing a product in a market to serve a particular niche or function. Growth phase. Successful products gain market share rapidly, for example, as retailers start carrying the product. This phase puts a lot of stress on manufacturing and distribution to scale upward or downward quickly if demand differs from what was projected during development and quality or delivery service levels could suffer. If economies of scale can be generated, unit costs drop rapidly and high profits result, at least until competitors enter the market and force prices down. However, other competitors exit the market if their designs are proven less scalable. Thus, product designs tend to stabilize during this phase. In this phase, brand identities are emerging and the basis for brand loyalty is being built. However, competitors may try to introduce product imitations, or they may engage in strong competitive behaviors such as price cutting. Over time, this slows revenue growth increases, quality or compliance with specifications, and ability to meet demand reliably and dependably may also be primary concerns in this phase. Shortcomings in these areas will damage sales and the product's upward momentum. Depending on the rate of adoption by the market, operations may add ATO or MTS environments. Maturity phase. The maturity, saturation phase marks peak sales. The product is no longer new, and many customers have already bought it. Or the market may be saturated with competitors, further reducing profit margins. Since sales can still be steady for a long period, a product in this phase may be a functional product. Functional products are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as mature products that tend to have a low profit margin and a predictable demand. Maturity is associated with intensifying competition. As more competitors enter the industry and introduce products into the market, the number of still available customers levels off. Competitive tactics, for example, price cutting, promotions, increase. To remain profitable, operations must become more efficient and/or more innovative. The organization must be able to lower the costs of production in order to maintain profit or support lower prices. When sales volumes are sufficient, products might be enhanced to keep them profitable for longer or to allow time for replacement products to be developed. This could take the form of price reductions or additional services such as faster or more reliable delivery. This may involve re-engineering processes, introducing new technologies, or relocating production to areas with cheaper transportation or labor costs. Alternatively, the organization can expand the number of customers by targeting new customer needs or entering new market areas. During this phase, extensions of existing products or plans for new products may be introduced to create differentiation in a crowded market or reset the product lifecycle and maintain or increase market share. Decline phase. Products in the decline phase can include those that are no longer in demand or demand may be falling at a steady or increasing rate. This may be due to new alternatives or changing tastes. Profits might still be made in this phase, but this usually requires changing to a less expensive production environment, such as make-to-order. There may be an ongoing need for spare parts or service. Products must be phased out and replaced with new or improved products, and an exit strategy may be needed. In some versions of the lifecycle, phase-out might be shown as a separate phase. As revenue declines, businesses decide whether they will leave the market entirely, maintain the product with minimal investment, or introduce a replacement product. Rollover strategies from an existing to a replacement product must be carefully planned. There are two basic strategies, a solo product roll and a dual product roll. In a solo product roll, inventories of the existing product are completely used up before the new product introduction. This avoids the problem of having to sell off inventory of the older product at a discount that erodes profit. However, it also exposes the business to a certain level of risk. For example, the manufacturing process may have been more problematic than expected and volume is insufficient for the planned launch date. Now customers can buy neither product and may look at competitive products. A dual product roll plans for having both products available for a period of time, sometimes in target markets. This decreases the risk of not having product available to meet customer demand, but it also risks confusing customers. Since these strategies both have risks, businesses often plan contingency strategies, plans to unload remaining inventory, to change launch dates, or to introduce other products in order to maintain revenue streams. Products with particularly loyal customers or strong brand awareness may be retained to maintain visibility in the market. Products that are still essential to important customers may be continued. Production may begin to return to a manufacturing environment more in keeping with shrinking demand, ETO or MTO environments. Products may be discontinued, but not always. If production costs can be lowered sufficiently to produce even a small profit, this revenue can be used to support other investments, or products may be sold to organizations that can produce them more profitably. Product lifecycle and manufacturing environments. Note the bottom part of Exhibit 1-29 where it suggests potential manufacturing environments for each lifecycle stage. The exhibit shows how these phases may play out over time in relation to the relative level of sales. For example, a product may be produced as MTO or ETO during introduction to avoid producing things until they are demanded. However, if the intention is for the product to be MTS for most of its lifecycle, this may be pursued from the very start in the expectation of growth. The risk is that the growth will not be realized, so inventory levels and capacity may start out very low. The same argument might be made for ATO. The exhibit should not be taken as an absolute. The duration of the cycle or a given phase will also vary between products. Innovative products tend to have shorter life cycles. Staple products can have very long life cycles. In addition, broad categories tend to have longer life cycles than specific categories. For example, all automobiles, all minivans, a specific model of minivan, and a specific year's model will each have very different life cycle durations. Note the types of manufacturing environments that work best with each life cycle phase. These recommended environments will work well for some products but not for others. Some items in decline must still be made to stock, but inventory levels might be adjusted far downward. Others are best phased out as soon as the decline is recognized. Here are a few other points about Exhibit 1-29. ETO for the introduction phase refers primarily to prototypes. MTO may work well in the introduction and growth phases until the volume demanded becomes high enough to switch to a different method. If this strategy is pursued, the organization needs a plan in place to transition to ATO or MTS quickly enough to satisfy demand. MTS works well in the growth and maturity stages, but quickly becomes unprofitable in decline, where ATO or MTO are again recommended when feasible. MTS may be used in the introduction stage, though there is some risk of inventory not selling. If a product is to be phased out, MTO may be the only way to allow this phase-out period to be of sufficient duration while remaining profitable. Product life cycle and strategy. The life cycle of an organization's products can affect operation strategy, including the manner in which products are designed and produced and the volume of inventory that is maintained. For example, products with shorter life cycles must generate revenue early. This means that product/process design must be completed quickly. The product/process must be higher in quality at release, and operations processes must achieve maximum efficiencies as soon as possible. For example, in the pharmaceutical industry, products enjoy a limited amount of time under patent protection laws. When the patent expires, competitors may release similar products and erode a company's market share. These businesses therefore focus on getting their products to market quickly, reducing expensive research and development activity as much as possible while addressing quality issues fully. Operations are fully organized before product release, and launches are highly coordinated. Lifecycle position can affect decisions about investments in operational capacity and inventory, and where production occurs and who performs production. Investing in increased capacity is more likely when a product is growing. As revenue begins to decline, production may be outsourced to free up capacity for new products. To achieve cost savings, operations may be offshored to areas with lower production costs, for example, access to cheaper labor, raw materials, energy. Operations performance objectives often change as products age. For example, while revenue is high, operations must be dependable and fast. As sales decline, operations cost effectiveness must increase to offset decreased revenue. Many of these observations apply to the service industry as well, as services proceed from less defined to more standardized customer experiences.